When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. And also catch us anywhere you get your favorite podcast. Just search the Rob O'Donnell Show. And those smart speakers, just ask those little suckers to play WILK News Radio. It is 4:11, 84 degrees on this Wednesday, May 27th, 2026. Wednesday, we're on the downslope. The weekend is on the horizon. Pretty soon we will be there. And yeah, you know, they're calling for maybe a thunderstorm later today and maybe some drizzle a little bit tomorrow. Not crazy, but it looks like the weekend is shaping up nice. So stay tuned for when we have the weather shortly. So we had this GOP primary, the Senate runoff, where Ken Paxton, the attorney general for Texas, had swamped long-term Senator John Cornyn in the Texas GOP Senate runoff primary. And pretty much everyone is saying it's because of Trump's endorsement. And Trump is 100% for all his endorsements right now. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton decisively won Tuesday's primary runoff election in the Lone Star State, knocking off incumbent Senator John Cornyn, exactly 1 week after securing President Trump's pivotal endorsement. Now, Paxton's landslide victory is the third closely watched results in 10 days that demonstrates Trump's unrivaled influence over the Republican Party. Following the defeats of Senator Bill Cassidy of Louisiana and Representative Thomas Massie of Kentucky, Cornyn, a Republican of Texas, topped Paxton by 2.5 percentage points in the March 3rd primary, but Trump opted not to weigh in on that race. Neither candidate reached the 50% benchmark needed to secure the nomination. With Trump's endorsement in hand, Paxton trounced Cornyn in the runoff, winning by 27-point margin, 63.8% to 36.2%. Paxton called Trump's seal of approval the most powerful force in politics after he locked up the GOP Senate nomination. Now, he still has the general election, and it's going to be a highly watched race. It's going to be a highly funded race, so we'll see what happens there. With everyone in Washington told him to abandon me and abandon the people of Texas, he didn't, Paxton said of Trump. Instead, he gave his complete and total endorsement. I'm honored to have his support, and I look forward to working with him in the Senate to deliver for Texas. Now, Paxton, 63, will take on Democrat State Representative James Tallarico in November 3rd general election, a race which will go a long way to determining whether Republicans can maintain control of the upper chamber. Now, Tallarico, 37, defeated Representative Jasmine Crockett of Texas in a March primary to secure the Democrat nomination. In the most recent poll taken by Texas Southern University at YouGov and released on May 18th, showed Paxton and Tallarico a dead heat, each with 45% support. Texans have not elected a Democrat to the Senate since 1988, when Lloyd Bentsen won a fourth term. My opponent is the most extreme radical of the Democrats have ever nominated, Paxton said in his victory speech. James Tallarico is a threat to everything we hold dear here in the country, he added. Cornyn, 74, will depart the Senate, having failed his bid to win a fifth term. But I will give John Cornyn credit. At his concession speech, he did say that he will support the nominee in the general election and continue to fight for Texas, which was good. It was good to see that kind of conceding speech. The incumbent said polled slightly better against Tallarico than Paxton in the GOP establishment figures, including Senate Majority Leader John Thune, National Republican Senatorial Committee. And scores Cornyn colleagues had begged Trump to make the safe choice. Cornyn had backed calls to weaken the filibuster and champion the Safe America Act, required proof of citizenship to vote, among other conservative wish list items during the scramble to get Trump's endorsement. On the eve of Trump's announcement, Cornyn acknowledged that he believed that ship has finally sailed when asked if he thought he would receive the president's backing. In his concession speech, Cornyn announced that he would support Paxton in his race against Tallarico despite the bruising primary campaign. I spent most of my time in the Senate building the Republican Party in Texas, and I've always supported the Republican ticket, and I intend to do the same this general election, Cornyn said. I've said throughout this race that I trust the voters of Texas, and they've made their decision, and I respect that, he added. My hope is that my party in power for generations. Paxton has touted his history of suing to defend conservative values, including more than 100 lawsuits against the Biden administration over open borders policies, government overreach, attacks on the Second Amendment, and far-left radical agenda. Now, there's a big... Again, this is going to be one of the main races that we watch nationwide happening there, similar to some of the congressional races here in Pennsylvania. But you have a lot of border towns that used to be majority Democrat who, because of the open borders free-for-all, have shifted their views and are either voting independent or Republican. You also have Tallarico, who's...
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.
A vegan, which there's nothing wrong with being a vegan, but if you're running for elected office in Texas, it may not be a thing. Now, there's a couple of radical stances that he has, and again, since he's not my senator, I really don't pay too much attention, but this defeat in the primary is something to monitor. Does the president have that kind of swing over voters? I mean, we've seen here in our area, we just saw during our primary, dismal turnout from Republicans. And again, there weren't a lot of contested races on the Republican primary ticket here in Pennsylvania. But does that transcend into the general election come November? It better not, or Republicans are in trouble. But I'm assuming that we will see visits from the president. I'm assuming he's already given his endorsement to many of the congressional candidates here, including Rob Bresnahan, including McKenzie and Scott Perry, who are all getting challenged in the general election. And again, these are going to be some of the most expensive congressional races we've seen to date. Now, I believe Congressman Bresnahan, when he challenged the former Congressman Cartwright, was one of the most expensive congressional races in history. Do we beat that? I'm saying probably so. There's a lot of push between pushing candidates locally here, and Pennsylvania is no doubt going to be a formidable battleground to come, well, starting now. You know, primaries are over. The general election is here. We're moving forward with what happens. But to see the sway that's happened, I mean, John Cornyn was up in the polls during the original primary election. And again, they have a 50% threshold you need to get to win the primary. They did not do that, which is why we had this runoff. But because of an endorsement from the president, it sways that many voters. I mean, that you cannot discount those numbers. 68% when he was down in the original primary. It's just 63.8 to 36.2. And again, John Cornyn was up in the original by two or almost 3 points in the primary. Now, in the runoff, because of this endorsement, he wins by a 27-point majority. That's incredible tout. And listen, like the president, don't like the president, agree with him, don't agree with him. There's been history here. We've seen in Trump's first term what happens when the obstructionists get in. When Democrats take control, there's nothing, no plan. And I've said this from the start. They have no plan. They have no message. They have no leader. And their only platform is, we're going to get Trump. Well, you know what? He's gone in 2.5 years anyway. So what are you getting? All you're going to do is stymie the economy. All you're going to do is stymie progress. All you're going to do is shout at the wind, hold impeachment trials, stand in front of news cameras, and get nothing done. I mean, they'll get what they can through executive order. The same thing happened to Joe Biden before they pushed him out and coronated a candidate rather than picked one. Another big mistake that it doesn't appear that Democrats learn from. So it's going to be interesting. First, I'd say for Democrats, get yourself a message and a platform and then find a candidate. Looks like you're having a hard time doing that. They're recycling the old, same old, same old. If you look at the leaders of who may run. Now, of course, Josh Shapiro is in that discussion. Gavin Newsom. AOC has been, ironically, higher up there. Kamala Harris, who I would love to run again, so please do. But it's going to be interesting to see the dynamics of the next couple of months, the next 6 months. Yeah, it's going to get nasty. Yes, we're all going to get sick of mailers and commercials and bombarded with nonsense. But do your research. And listen, do you want to move forward and choose someone to get things done? That's your choice to make as a voter now, isn't it?
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.